This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Pueblo County commissioners say nuclear power is the only option available if the state closes their local coal plant this decade. CPR's Miguel Otárola has the story.
In public testimony filed this month, the commissioners say Xcel Energy should build a modular nuclear power station if the state orders the closure of the Comanche 3 coal plant by 2030. Commissioner Garrison Ortiz says nuclear is the only technology that could provide the same amount of power, jobs, and local property taxes in that time span.
We've tried to take a look at the entire gamut of what's available to us, but technology is only to a certain point. We're trying to be realistic, and we're trying to just look at the feasibility of small modular nuclear technology in the community.
Xcel has proposed to close the plant by 2040. Formal hearings on the plant's future begin in December. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum says it's working with international and U.S. officials on items associated with an art scandal. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
The museum is in talks with the Cambodian government to return four pieces associated with Douglas Latchford. The pieces were removed from its collection in September. The museum began talking with government officials after Latchford became the center of an international art scandal. The art dealer was indicted in 2019 on suspicion that items in his collection were stolen from their countries of origin. The Denver Art Museum is also looking into two objects from Thailand that also had connections to Latchford. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Denver is at 61 degrees. That's the high for today. There is a slight chance of rain later this afternoon. Meanwhile, Colorado Springs is seeing a red flag warning for fires. Right now, it is 66 degrees and it's sunny.